My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
All that is
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Title of you is perfection. You even get 99% in an exam, mm-hmm. and your father says, what about the 9 and the 1? Why didn't you get 100? Mm-hmm. You think that the only way you can be loved is to be perfect. So in fact, in childhood, it serves you mm-hmm. because it helps you get the attention and the love that you need. Mm-hmm. But in adulthood, it becomes a problem. Yeah. So if you look at these things, they are actually strengths. The stickler that I myself, mm-hmm. the perfectionist.
Yeah.
So you are somebody who pays attention to detail. Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. But over reliance on that becomes a problem.
Mm. There's a pleaser and there's a victim. Can you touch on those two just quickly?
Yes. So the pleasers are, if you know somebody who is always smiling, doesn't want to avoid, doesn't want to have any conflict or confrontation, even when they are dying inside, that's the pleaser.
I know a lot of people like that.
And so their mind has told them that the only way you can be loved is to be at peace.
Avoid conflict.
Is to avoid conflict. So these are the ones who avoid having difficult conversations. And you know that difficult conversations are a part of life. Mm-hmm. If we don't have the conversation, how do we even find a solution to the problem?
Right.
So it will say, I'll keep peace and not truth. Mm-hmm. I want peace. So it's better not to
talk. Are you sure you're okay with this?
Oh, yes, it's fine.
There's no space in the car for you. You have to walk from here to... And because we don't want you to sit in the car. But is it okay for you to walk?
Oh,
so
I'm fine.
I love walking.
Yes.
Did I tell you I used to walk for Ghana?
Do you mind working with us on this project? Mm-hmm. You are overworked, you are tired, but you say yes. So we'll see you. Your boss might think that, oh, this person is a collaborative person, but surface level collaboration. Because you're already tired. You see, so that's the pleaser. Mm-hmm. Now they avoid, you said the...
Victim.
The victim, yes. So the victims are the ones, so... They've been through a lot of trauma and difficulty in their childhood, and they think it's a result of who they are. Mm. Their personhood is contributing, or it's their fault that they've gone through the difficulty that they've gone through. So everything that happens is their fault. Kweku Menu or Mr. Ansa is responding this way because of me.
Mm. When I walked into the room, they were laughing. They're laughing at me.
They're laughing at me. They're laughing at my looks, or they're laughing at how I sound. No one values me.
Mm.
Now, what's the problem that causes? It lowers morale, higher attrition. Imagine you have somebody in your workforce mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. You see? So the point I'm making here is that when you are having a conversation with somebody who has a different orientation and a different worldview, ask yourself, how am I responding? Because I want you to notice how you're... That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
So if your first response is to judge, is to criticize, is to respond in anger, then you're operating from the left side of your brain. Now, when somebody speaks to you angrily, mm-hmm. what do you normally do?
You react before you realize what you're doing.
You also respond in anger.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it is imperative that we avoid responding to these tensions from the left side, because once you respond in anger, the other person also responds in anger. It doesn't solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But also imagine a situation where you did something wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were expecting your mom to react bad or your partner or whatever, mm-hmm. and the person responds positively, what happens to you?
It throws you off balance.
It throws you off balance. You are shocked.
Sometimes you actually ask, you are not upset?
Exactly. You mm-hmm. see, and once you get that response, do you notice how you calm down?
Yeah. Your defenses go down.
Your defenses go down. So that's exactly what we should be doing. Mm-hmm. That instead of responding, and we've done this all our life, we've grown up, someone will say, Mami, what are you talking about? This is how I've been all my life. But you can't do the same old things and expect different results.
Yeah, right. You can't do the same old things and expect different results.
So I want us to be questioning all the time. When you're having that conversation, when something triggers you, how are you responding? What's your response? Are you responding from your flight and mood, your flight and flee, or from your sage and calm mind? And can we do it? Yes, all of us can do it. So let's look at what are the benefits of actually responding from our sage.
Okay.
You know, and there are five sage powers. So the first one is empathize. Mm-hmm. Empathy.
Yeah.
Put yourself in the other person's shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Gen Alpha is asking for flexible. Can you put yourself in your shoes and find out what? And then that's when maybe you say, okay, maybe it's just a different way of doing things. Or maybe sometimes it can even be something deeper. There's something going on at home that requires them to be present and all that. For you, it will not cross your mind to ask for flexible work, because when you were growing up, there was nothing like flexible work.
Yeah. And do it genuinely, because sometimes we're very sarcastic about it and we say, believe me, I'm trying to understand what he's saying. I don't see the point.
You are not trying.
Exactly my point. Yeah. You see, genuinely.
Yes. Yeah. So let's be empathetic before we judge.
Mm-hmm.
The first response is to judge. Let's hold on to the judging and respond. So what does that lead to? Connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want. We want to connect so we can collaborate, so we can innovate.
Yeah.
Now, the second one is innovate.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that mean? How can we, the same old problems in the workplace, and so... The sage mind is responsible for bringing up new solutions, doing things differently. And that only comes about through dialogue.
Of course.
But when we are all stressed, there's no point. We cannot even dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so take the time and say, okay, you've asked for this. What other way can we go about this? What other supports can we provide you? You know, if we can't provide this, what other thing would work?
And I remember back in the day, my manager would say, and initially I thought that they were patronizing me, but over time I found that they were helping me to deal with some of my compulsive behavior. They would say, okay, Yao, I see that you feel very strongly, and this was back in the UK, you feel very strongly about why this should be done differently. How would you like us to look at it? And then at that point, you're so angry, you're stammering, you're thinking, well, I mean...
And the well, you're not even given an answer.
So willful, no?
Exactly. And that doesn't solve any
but
so...
It lets you step back for a minute. The question is, how would you like us to do it differently?
Yes. And so I would even say, before you even go into that conversation, be clear about how you want things to be done differently. Because we like to complain, but we don't have a solution.
So you hear something like, so how would you like us to do it differently? Well, I don't know, but they shouldn't talk to me like that. Of course, yeah, we have made that point. But how, if they shouldn't talk to you like that, how should they talk to you? And it helps.
It helps a lot. Because we can't get into your mind.
Yeah.
Nobody can read your mind. And this is something all of us can do, whether you're a baby bloomer. Because more often than not, when we are having this conversation, it tends to be as if it's only the elder generations who need to accommodate the younger ones.
Vice versa.
But it's a collaborative effort. You see, now the other one is explore. Can you get a little bit curious? What is really happening? Why are you asking for this? Why are you responding to this? You know, because there are always underlying factors to someone's response to a particular situation. So get curious, not defensive. And when you are curious, you are learning. Because all of us, no matter which side of the divide you belong to, there's a lot of unlearning we need to do.
Alvin Toffler.
So the only way we can do that is to explore and get curious. Now, the navigate power is one that I love a lot, that all of us can, I think if all of us do that, we'll live a world, the world in a much better place. And it simply says that at the end of your life, looking back, what would you want to be remembered for, Yao, as a leader, as an employee? Do you want to be remembered as someone who gets angry at the least provocation? Someone who always wants your way and is not ready to respond? So let that guide your response to situations.
You know, that question is always a good one. What should you want to be remembered for? There's a, I'm going to be as vague as possible. There is a gentleman in this city of Accra who was very, very successful at their job, to the zenith of their career. They rose to the highest. Very powerful. What they are remembered for in the last place they worked is that if you meet them on a corridor in a lift, you don't get in the same lift with them. Every time you say, do you remember Dr. Mamini Caps? Hey, Sam Amino. Offer a lift, I will be improved. But exactly, see, is that what you want to be remembered?
Is that what you want to be remembered for?
Yeah.
So let that guide you. But like I said, sadly, that's not our default. So we need to make the effort. Take a, the step back and say, maybe you might need a little bit of time. Okay, yeah, I've heard you. Can you give me a minute or two to think about it? Then you can bring yourself into your sage. And that's a response of wisdom. To say I need a minute. So finally is the activate, which is all about taking action. More often than not, we see a lot of things in the workplace, we don't take any action. Someone has given you their feedback. What have you done about it? There's an action point that needs to be done. Now, the beauty of taking action is that it builds trust. Because once I have complained about something, I've asked about something, you said, okay, maybe I might not have the answer. Let me go and ask. And you actually go and ask.
And you call back and say, I went to ask. And this is it. I'm sorry I don't have the answer right now, but we will take one, two, three, four steps, and then we'll come back to you. If you find any better way to do it, please let me know.
Yeah. That's trust there.
Yeah.
And the person will come back again, because these things will keep, once we are human beings, these things will keep coming up. So the first step is to understand how to respond when these issues come up.
I'll give you an example. There was one time I was responsible for a certain function. That was supposed to feed a group of people over a period of time. And what happened in that conversation was that the process failed on a particular day. And so the provision was not enough. And I got a direct call. You know, this is a desperate call that comes all the way up the ladder to you and say, your guys cocked up. I'm here. I'm hungry. I'm an expecting mother. I said, I'm sincerely sorry for what has happened. This is what I will do. Please come up to my office. And I will do X, Y, Z. I took certain steps and I said, I will make sure this does not happen again. The next day, I wrote it in my diary, picked up the phone. I said, good morning, mommy. How are you doing today? It's 12 o'clock. Please make your way to the place. When the person finished, I called 2 hours later. I said, how was life today? I said, some of it was fine. I said, how are mother and baby doing? I wasn't patronizing because I understand that I'm not dealing with the one person who I'm speaking to. And everyone else who will bother to listen to their story if you don't treat them well. And that's the thing about people. When you deal with people, you must understand you're not dealing with an individual. I'll just leave it there.
Yeah. Because we are human beings at the core of everything.
Yeah.
How do you want to be treated? Treat the other person like that.
Okay. So this whole saboteur sage mindset, clearly you need to be able to understand it. In order to be able to be a better person at work. If you just tuned in, this is Masterclass here on your Superstation Joy 99.7. We take a quick break. When we come back, we get interactive.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy997FM or at JoyBusinessGH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997 and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're interactive right now. Numbers to call 0302-216541. That's 0302-216541. You can also send us your comments on 055-111-997. If you're driving, please do not text while you drive. We definitely want you to arrive alive. But otherwise, send us those comments or questions on 055-111-997. What is that experience you're having in your office right now with a person you think does not understand you? What are the dynamics at play? Let's share those experiences. We can all become better for it. Like I always say, life is too short for all of us to make the same mistakes. So let's learn from each other. Pick up that phone. Give us a call. 0302-216-541. Just also remind us that Masterclass today is brought to us by Goyle. Goyle, good energy, Goyle. Yedara, Yedia. If you have any motor vehicle of any kind, then Goyle has some great news for you. Good energy brings you Goyle Super XP, the ideal choice for most vehicles. It is flowing wah-wah at many Goyle stations in the country. Just go fuel up your vehicle and enjoy the smooth ride with all the benefits. Goyle Super XP is quality and gives you the correct choice when buying regular fuel. Goyle Super XP is fortified with a special additive that gives longevity to your engine and makes your engine perform to the max using minimal fuel, and it's also suitable for most vehicles. Goyle, good energy, Goyle. Yenara, yeah, we're interactive right now. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. Or send us your comments or questions on 055-111-997. Mami, let's continue with that conversation. I mean, while we're waiting for the phone lines to ring, and then once the calls come through, we'll pick them up.
Yes. So cheers. I just want to add that the saboteurs and sage perspective that I just shared is something that was developed by Shazad Shemin at Harvard. And there's a lot of research to show that leaders who operate from the sage perspective or organizations who embrace this and actually work on becoming mentally fit, productivity goes high above the roof. So this is something that has been proved and tested. Now let's get into something that I like talking about a lot, and understanding influence. So if you look at all these, the key to bridging this gap and turning the tension into teamwork is to be able to influence both ways, both upwards and downwards. So you might ask, what is influence? Just the ability to get someone to see things from your perspective. Influence, or the ability to inform or shape someone's behavior or an outcome.
Right.
Simply put, influence. So John Maxwell classifies the five levels of leadership or influence. And it's important that we understand it, because we all have some influence in some form or shape.
We all have constituency.
So the first level of influence is your position. So by virtue of your title, you are the CEO, you are the director of this.
The damaging director of...
So people will follow you because of your title. The problem there is that the Gen Z's and the Gen Alpha's, they don't follow the title.
So do you know who I am?
It doesn't work with them.
So you, I don't agree with what you're saying. I don't care who you are.
Now the other one is permission. One that we build when we've come into close proximity and build some relationship. So we've moved beyond our position and actually have some relationship. So people will follow you because they want to. So that's when you remove people from doing something in the workplace, not because they have to, but because they want to.
Right.
They've come to that
understanding.
Yes. They decide that this is something I want to do. That means that you've been able to influence, you have a level of influence
over them.
Now, the other one is production comes about as a result of the results that we produce. So maybe, as the CEO, as a chief financial officer has secured a $15 million deal. People respect people. You have influence because of the results. So more often than not, we find ourselves, most people find themselves between 1, 2, and 3. So if you're listening to me, I want you to ask yourself,
where do you fall?
Where do you fall? If you're on level 1, you have a lot of work to do, sadly, but you can do it. If it's level 2, you need to move up higher. Now, the fourth one is the people development one. And so people follow you because you help them grow. And so that's where reverse mentoring comes into play. So you have Gen Z and baby boomer, or Gen Z and the millennials in a mentoring relationship. But it's not just top down. They are learning from each other. And reverse mentoring has proved very successful. At least I can speak for the UK. Very, very successful. That's something. So instead of us just saying, oh, we need to teach the young ones better, we need to mentor them so they learn the ways of doing things, our ways of doing things, you should understand that you have something to learn from them
also.
Yeah. You can pick up on their tech skills. Yeah. Yeah. You can pick up on all these things that they do that we admire. So I would encourage organizations to sort of look into reverse mentoring. If they need some help as well, they can get in touch. Now, the final one is the pinnacle. Now, think about people like Martin Luther King.
Mm. I want to be associated with them.
You want?
The power of association.
Yes, yeah. They've left a legacy. Mm-hmm. That's the highest one. That's the most difficult one to get to. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you cannot get to it. Mm-hmm. But it comes by walking your talk.
It gives you something to aspire to.
Yes, he believed in freedom, and he spoke for freedom. He acted in accordance to what he believed, and people could see. Mm-hmm. But if you're a leader who says something, you do the other.
Mm-hmm. And because of his consistency, people were inspired.
So yes.
Like Rosa Parks.
Yes.
Tubman. You know, a few of them. There's a long list of them.
Yes,
but like you're saying, it's because they looked to what Martin had done and thought, I believe in that. I want to be an example of that.
Yes.
In my own way, I'll do what I have to do to be like that. Yeah.
And today, we hear Martin Luther King and that. Thousands of people who still, we believe what he did. What he did or what he started has left a legacy that cannot be erased. Mm. So no matter where you are, in an organization, whether you are currently in, I say all of us are leaders in some form or shape.
Yeah.
So this is not just reserved for a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people pointing fingers, oh, this is not for me to do. I'm not in leadership. I don't have a formal title yet. You don't need it.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Title to have influence.
There are people who defer to you. And they'll do it because you said it.
Because you said it. You know, so if we really pay attention to people development, make sure that we are growing the people that we are working with. We are interested in their growth.
Mm-hmm.
And we are putting in the measures and the resources to help them grow.
Right.
It's easy for them to listen to us, to see things from our perspective, whether they are Gen Z, Gen Q, Gen Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not control.
Yeah.
But this involves work.
Yeah.
Influence will not be handed over to you to end, like trust.
True.
So no matter the dynamics in the workplace, if as a leader or as an individual, you learn how to influence and ride on the wave of influence, things will be much easier. We can turn that tension into teamwork.
That's, if I understand what you said clearly up until now, it's taking the step back always and not acting from a judgmental position or from the left side, but taking a step back and saying, okay, how can I be better in this specific situation? What am I doing wrong? What can I do better? And then it helps and it inspires the other person and they say, I would have hit her back. But he didn't. And he comes out being better for it, a much bigger person, much more mature person. I want that maturity. It's attractive to me. You know, so, I mean, that's what I'm getting from.
Yes, yeah. And people aspire to be like you.
Yeah.
You see, and there's nothing wrong with, okay, this is what I'm hearing. Because we are hearing through, we filter things through a particular lens.
Mm.
This is what I'm hearing. Is it right? Can you help me understand the point you are putting across? What exactly is the underlining factor? What is informing this reaction? What is informing this request?
Mm-hmm. And I remember back in the day, my manager would say, so if I understand you correctly, what you are trying to say is, And then they repeat it and you say, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. Okay, okay. So that's not what you're trying to say. So what are you trying to say? It helps.
It helps.
Yeah. Okay. Right. There's a question here. This is from Nah from the airport. It says, yeah, if a staff is being maltreated in his division, but he chooses not to react verbally, instead his mood towards the staff changes. Okay, I suppose the staff who is maltreating him or her. Subsequently, the head completes his performance appraisal and remarks that he has a bad attitude. How do you analyze?
Exactly. So back to the point of this is being an avoider and not having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, a staff is being maltreated in this division, but he chooses not to react verbally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like the words that she has used, react verbally.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're choosing not to say anything, the fact that you're saying something doesn't mean that you should shout or you should be abusive.
Mm.
This is a difficult conversation that is being avoided.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how come it's seeping. It will seep into how you perform.
It will come out.
You can't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
So you are being appraised as having a bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you just wanted to keep the peace.
Mm-hmm.
So have that conversation. How do we have that conversation? Mm-hmm. No, be clear. See, that's why I love the story of the daughters of Zelophehad.
Mm-hmm.
And people can get speak up if they want to. They were clear. Be clear.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is going on. You spoke to me this way. I think this treatment that I'm being received, what the response I got out of this wasn't the best. It was a little bit harsh. Or you said this, Yao.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, could you say it in this way? Or could you ask my opinion? Could you learn, try and understand things from my point of view?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you are clear. You are stating exactly what it is.
And how you feel.
And how you feel. Because we are humans. So why would you not want to speak up? But if, now, thank you for this brilliant question. I'm sure I'm not wrong to say that you're probably a pleaser. You're an avoider. So you don't want to bring up situations that we know we have some bosses that if you complain, sadly, it will not end you well for complaining.
That was the meaning of the laughter. But I was going to say that Nash should call into the show. And I think I've got a few more, maybe about 3 more minutes. Maybe not today. But next week when we come back now, pick up that phone, give us a call. Let's have a conversation about it. I'm sure that we'll be able to ask some follow-on questions, because what I also want to do is be able to put these conversations in real perspective. I don't want us to just throw solutions at it, because people are going through real challenges.
Mm.
And this is the reason why sometimes most corporates now are developing what you call whistleblower. And there are other ways of doing it. But at some point, my assurance to you now is that change has always overtaken status quo. This thing about working from home, when we started, people said, well, it won't work. It's working now. Everything is changing, so help is on the way.
Help is on the
way. Help is on the way.
Help is on the way. The first point is understanding why you are reacting like that. Maybe it's because of a previous experience. You spoke up and you didn't...
The vindication is real.
Yes, the vindication is real. So I'm not downplaying it.
Yeah.
But you don't do yourself any good by not speaking up. The thing is to learn how to speak up. You know the Ikuya Pimps? That's why I love them. If I just say, oh yeah, boy. He has insulted you, but
he'll tell you.
He's told you nicely.
He'll tell you, and when he can't tell you, he'll use proverbs. I used to have a staff who reported to his manager, and clearly he just wanted to say, the way you spoke down at me in front of the customer, I didn't like it. So the guy goes to him and says, Sebi, Sebi, Penyifu, say, Ochabofra, we be at Osia. And he was going around in circles. So when the guy finished, he left, and the manager called and said, yo, I think the guy has come to you. So
Nicely.
But I guess what we're saying is that find a way of letting it be heard.
Yes.
No matter how difficult it is. And let that conversation be had. But I guess we'll go into a bit more detail.
Yes.
As we round up, we've got about 2 more minutes. Mm-hmm. As we round up, let's sort of just summarize what we have left. And then if people need help after the show today, maybe you can put out your details and how they can reach out to you as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah? So, in fact, we are having an... Yes, so I have this beautiful quote that I think I need to read.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for saving me and reminding me. It says, we don't lead people we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
We can't, lead people we don't understand. Mm-hmm. and we can't understand people we don't listen to.
Please say that again slowly.
Let me clear my throat. Mm-hmm. We can't lead people we don't understand.
Right.
And we can't understand people we don't listen to. And this is a John Maxwell quote.
Clearly, if you're not listening to them, then you can't understand them.
If you're not listening, you can't understand them.
Right. And you can't lead them if you also don't understand
them. If you don't understand them. So we are at the core of this, whether you are Gen Z, Gen Alpha, we are all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And let's move behind the facade of the titles and the positions and the age and the level of experience and be more human.
Mm-hmm.
Connection, influence is the key here. Once we're able to do that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these problems will keep coming, but if we have the right skills to be able to handle it effectively, the workplace will be a place where we will always look forward to going. We will thrive, we will grow. The bottom line will be good. All of us will get money in our pocket and will make us happy.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that? Yeah. So my number is 053.
Before your number, so let's just sort of, what's our takeout from today? When we started, we said bridging the generational divide, turning the tensions into... so that's a positive energy in the workplace. Last week we introduced it. Today we've gone a bit deeper into how we react in terms of the left side of our brain being saboteurs and the right side being the sage and how we should go about it to help our dynamic process. It's a brilliant conversation. It's a step forward. What's our takeout from our conversation today? Then you can put out your...
Yeah, so the takeout is all of us have a role to play in this. It begins with us. It
begins with us. I like that. It begins with us. Yes. I was going to say, we are all God's children. And it begins with us.
It begins with us. There's no need pointing fingers.
Mm.
It is my boss who is like that. It's my supervisor. It's my subordinate.
Yeah.
Let's look within
and
become better. Let's understand ourselves.
Mm.
Once you're able to understand yourself, you can spot these patterns in other people.
Right.
So that's the quote of... We can't lead people we don't understand, and we can't understand them if we don't listen.
Listen to them. How do we get in touch with you? Somebody needs help. They're listening. Somebody wants to reach out and say, I want to be a better person in my workplace towards my staff. I can't admit this to them, but I want to be better. How do they get in touch?
I mean, I'm on all the social media handles. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. If you prefer to call me, 053-584-2170. There's an influence conference coming up as well.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
Yes, RSVP with the number and then I'll share the details.
Please say the number again for me slowly.
053-584-2170. This is something that all of us can do.
Dr. Mami Ifuanika sharing some thoughts with us here. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you same time next week.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.